Question 80. Doth this offend you? John 6:61-62. When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, Doth this offend you? What and if you shall see the Son of Man ascend where he was before? Any modern-day evangelist would have appreciated the crowds that followed Christ. Anyone trying to preach to the masses would have given anything to experience the kind of numbers that the Lord was getting to attend his meetings. What would a person have to do to get such turnouts? Perhaps feed them for free? Although that was not his purpose, after a couple of these free feedings, he was becoming popular. When a group followed Christ across the Sea of Galilee, Jesus did something that would be considered odd to those trying for high attendance numbers. He called them freeloaders and sent them home upset and disappointed. He said that their only concern was getting food to eat. He invited those who thought he was a meal ticket to eat the real food that would provide lasting benefit. He invited them to eat his flesh and drink his blood. An idea repulsive to anyone, and to Jews it was blasphemous and pagan. It seems as though the actions of Christ are the opposite of someone trying to attract crowds. He thinned the crowds of thousands back down to the original 12. Upon exposing these that had followed him for food, he launches into a tirade about being the manna that was sent down from heaven to feed God's people. He makes outrageous claims. In the 6th chapter of John and elsewhere in the scriptures, we find that instead of being known simply as a good and wise teacher, we hear him make wild claims to be the Son of God, to be the bread that was sent from heaven, to be the only way to the Father, to be more than Moses, greater than Solomon, backed by the prophets of old. He claims to have seen the Father, and thereby claims to have an intimate knowledge of him. This was a problem for the followers of Jesus then, and it's a problem for some now. As long as Jesus is a good and wise teacher, a rabbi, or even a prophet, in other words, human, we can tolerate him. But when he makes claims to be more than that, he lays claim to worship. He commands obedience. He makes our opinions worthless and our compliance imperative. When he finishes the tirade about eating his flesh and drinking his blood, he looks at his disciples and asks, "Doth this offend you?" His question was more rhetorical than interrogative, for he was sure that it did offend them. John 6:60-61, many, therefore, of his disciples, when they'd heard this, said, "This is an hard saying. Who can hear it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, "Doth this offend you?" Well, 21st century believer, does it offend you? Does it offend you to hear that Jesus is the very Son of God? Does it sit crosswise with you to hear that he's the only way to the Father? Is it offensive to you to hear that the Father draws us to Christ and that salvation itself is not within your prerogative or power? Is it offensive to you to hear that Jesus Christ is alone the one prophesied to be the Redeemer of all mankind? That beside him, there is no other? This idea is offensive to many. Modern theology makes provision for any and every school of thought. No one is to be left out. Seminaries apologize for their stance in years past and pledge to take a more compassionate perspective in the future. Preachers make provision for liberality among their congregations, and the straight and narrow is never heard as long as the sanctuary has debt or the building program is active. A peculiar doctrine has emerged from this fear of offending. Somehow, the church has blamed the Father for the straight-laced ideas of holiness and teaches that Jesus has changed all that. There's been a customizing of the gospel to accommodate everyone and exclude no one. The new gospel depicts the Father Yehovah as harsh and exacting. His son, however, is portrayed as gentle and forgiving. In the gospel, man writes, there's no need to make uncomfortable changes or worship in fear of judgment because it's a friendlier gospel. There is a factor modern Christianity has neglected to consider in their wonderful plan of evangelization. It's not their gospel to edit as they will. How can we depend on the author of the true gospel to carry out his promise to those who believe the gospel if the gospel they believe and live by is not the gospel of the author? If we find that our theology is custom-made, we must change it. Usually, we customize it to accommodate sin in ourselves or our loved ones. We make room for grandpa's ideas or our spouse's opinion or our own interpretations. We do this so that we can gain the free food of indulgence. And we do so at the expense of truth. Jesus will one day sit at the right hand of majesty on high and rule in the perfect will of Yehovah, not one jot or one tittle being changed from the foundation of the world. If he's not the meek shepherd seen in portraits with a staff in one hand and a lamb in the other, but rather turns out to be the Son of God, perfectly replicating and reflecting the God you thought retired, will it offend you? When Jesus told of his position of authority, power, and might, when he revealed his majesty and worthiness of worship, when he said, I and my Father are one and the same, he asked, doth this offend you? Jesus went on to say that it would become clear to us that he has only scratched the surface of his position in the kingdom. It'll become clear that he's not only the bread of heaven, the only way, the beloved Son of the Father, but he is Lord and Judge. He is to sit at the right hand of God as ruler of all and King of kings and Lord of lords. If it offends you to give him lordship over earthly rulers, over earthly kings, if it offends you to give him the prime position in your own heart and life, how will you feel when the kingdom of God is given over to him and his power, will, and purpose is made fully known? When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, doth this offend you? What, and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before?